In 1957, Philadelphia opened a sparkling new bus depot near Center City City Hall. It had fancy commissioned artwork, specialized lighting system. The New York Times even called it sumptuous.
Ooh.
In the 1980s, Greyhound moved its operations to a less glamorous facility in Chinatown. And this year, Greyhound and other carriers ditched the very idea of a station, opting instead to load buses on a busy street corner near the Liberty Bell. That situation created a headache for travelers and a traffic nightmare on Market Street. And so yesterday, the city announced it will move this, quote, curbside station to a less congested street corner near the Delaware River. Here to tell us more about this emergency solution is Mike Carroll, Managing Director for the Office of Transportation, Infrastructure, and Sustainability. Mike Carroll, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone.
And so, Mike, before we talk about the new station, I got to ask you, why and was the 6th and Market Street location chosen in the first place? And I ask you with this caveat, because I saw folks sort of standing out there with their bags, loading up just a couple of weeks ago, and I wondered, why is this here? So what was the logic for putting it there in the first place?
Well, you know, going back to this summer, things happened pretty fast on our end. And when we were informed that Greyhound wanted to opt to move away from the Chinatown station and set up, one of the things that we needed to understand is, you know, whether we could put something that was near where they had been. And so we began a process of looking for space and, you know, in a pretty tight time frame, identified that that might work. And then, you know, we were informed that Greyhound was interested in setting up ticket space nearby. I think the thinking was if it was close to the Chinatown station, their passengers would be very familiar with the general neighborhood, and it wouldn't be too much of an adjustment for folks to kind of go the other way around the corner and down Market to catch the bus. And so, you know, our expectations, I think, in terms of the amount of people, the volume of bus traffic, were pulled together pretty quickly. And I think in general, we can admit we were caught off guard by the way things worked out on the ground, and you know, immediately started getting feedback that there were some issues that needed to be addressed. And in trying to address that, that's kind of the path that set us on in order to get to where we are right now.
And so in about a week, Mike, you're going to move this over to Spring Garden Street and Delaware Avenue, right? And we have some questions coming in about this new location, mm-hmm. one of which from Clarence says, is wondering whether this new bus stop will have bathroom facilities. So what can you tell us about the access, the accessibility, and the amenities at this new curbside pickup location starting in just about a week?
Yeah, we're working on these things, and our hope is that we have as much of this set up as possible next week. Our real goal is to make sure we've got things in place for the Thanksgiving Day weekend. So that's what we're really focused on, to make sure when there's that rush in traffic, we can address these issues. People have cover over their head, a place to wait that's sheltered, and then there's a place for folks who need to use the restroom. So I'll try and talk through, you talk about access. I think the location we've got is pretty good. We're talking about the focal point being the corner of Spring Garden and Delaware Avenue, or as we name it now, Christopher Columbus Boulevard. And it is about 1,000 feet, give or take, to the east of Spring Garden Market Frankfort Station. And so we feel like for folks who depend on transit, that's going to be a good option. People who ride the bus, set the bus, have the Route 43 and the Route 25 that run along Spring Garden. And there's also the Route 57 and the Route 5 that run on Columbus Boulevard. So this location is pretty rich in public transit options. You know, folks who are used to getting to the East Market site may have to take different routes. We want people to get familiar with that. There might be some transfers, but, you know, the Market Frankfort line runs through Center City. It runs the 30th Street station. It runs out to West Philly, you know, to 69th Street station. So that's not too bad. You've got a good access point there.
Yeah.
For folks who are being dropped off, you know, you've got the expressway ramp, so that's good too. So we felt like it was strong from that perspective.
And I got to ask a follow-up question to the amenities, and also because I'm talking safety here, and we have this email from Corinne who also has a safety issue here. She says, are there any considerations about people with physical disabilities or small children when making the decisions about this stop. She said Front and Spring Garden has no amenities nearby besides a gas station. It's basically only accessible by the L stop you mentioned, and it has no elevator or a steep elevator that is often out of service, and it also requires crossing a dangerous major road. Will there be help there or anything, or and can you address the concerns from Corinne here?
Yes, so we're coordinating with SEPTA to make sure that they're prepared for the traffic. Also with the police department from the perspective of just kind of keeping eyes on the ground. Also working with the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation, and this is in their service area, so they'll be able to help us also keep eyes on the ground. We're looking to supplement, you know, whatever we have from police or PPA with some, you know, additional security presence there, also to help orient people, provide information and so forth. As far as ADA is concerned, you know, we'll do our best with SEPTA to make sure that that's addressed for station access. But then in addition to that, there's good space to work with, much better space to work with in terms of where the buses can load and operate their lift for folks who are using ADA, much, much better than the situation we see on the 600 block of Market Street. And then, you know, there's a issue that does come up about, you know, what's nearby, what's in the neighborhood, what amenities folks have. And we will do what we can to make sure people are comfortable. You know, the waiting situation is something that we'll work with the carriers, with these companies to work out. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that one of the main complaints that we were dealing with in the neighborhood of Sixth and Market is that a lot of the businesses felt like, you know, their private enterprises, their investments mm-hmm. were being offered up by, you know, this service that really they aren't affiliated with.
Right.
So,
yeah. Right.
You know, it's a double-edged sword.
So before we get you out of here, about a minute left. Big picture. This is a temporary solution, right? Big picture. It seems like one of the issues is that curbside service is just cheaper for the carriers, and they don't mm-hmm. want to invest in real permanent facilities. So can the city do something to defray the cost to them, to encourage them, or perhaps build itself an intercity bus terminal in the near future?
Yeah, so as far as defraying the cost, that's a very deep policy conversation. What we can certainly do, and we can sign up for, is providing a lot of coordination in order to make sure the process of working through an ultimate solution is thought out. And, you know, I'm someone, and a lot of my colleagues have put a lot of time into this, you know, going back years to mm-hmm. figure out what would work. And the challenge is there's a lot going on around the city. You know, this is a city that's very compact. The streets are compact. And, you know, very thankfully, we.
But is that the goal, though? Just before we get out of here, is that the goal, sure, to someday have a permanent structural terminal?
I think that's our goal. Yeah. And we need to work with the carriers to meet that goal.
Got it. That's a perfect place to leave it. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us and getting us up to speed on this, Mike Carroll. That is Mike Carroll, Managing Director of the Office of Transportation, Infrastructure, and Sustainability here in Philadelphia.